Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
Online, on the app, and on your smart speaker, it is Patch Jobson in for another interview here on Tone FM this morning. And today, it's a pleasure to talk to somebody who gave us a decade-defining album, to say the very least. Back in 2006, Norina Paolo released Fires to huge critical acclaim, and it's now having a re-release, and Norina's here to tell us all about this. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, you?
Not bad. Now, we were talking about this just before we came to air. I can't believe that it was 2006 when you released this album, first of all.
Well, actually, I'm going to horrify you a bit more. It was actually, I did a solo release on my own little label the year before it got picked up by Warner Brothers. So for me, the album started exactly 20 years ago because I was still making it in 2004. So, yeah, no, 2 decades ago. It's wild.
It certainly is. When I got the information through about this coming back to be re-released, I had to go and double check because I sat and thought, I'm sure it was later than that. But hey, so you're going to re-release this. You're going to re-release the album, and you're also going to perform a very special show at the London Palladium, aren't you? Tell us more about what you're going to be doing at the Palladium.
Yeah, so I've been to quite a few gigs over the years where people play their sort of their main album in full. Well, I mean, unless you've got someone like Taylor Swift has to do an Eras tour. But for a lot of us artists, it's one album where we built our fan base and we sort of got our commercial exposure. And so at the Palladium, I'm going to do all of Fires with a band and a string section and play the entire record. So fans who, you know, we all have records where it's not the single that's our favourite song. It's often an album track that we hardly ever get to hear live. And I thought it would be a really nice opportunity to do that, to play those songs that sort of are a little more, not obscure so much as not as well known. And then in the second half of the show, I'll be doing songs that, you know, across later records have become fan favourites or been minor hits and things like that. Yeah.
Now, obviously, with you performing the whole of the album in its original sequence at the Palladium, people don't listen to albums that in the way that we always used to, where they would listen from start to finish. So this is actually, it's quite a unique offering, isn't it? Because you're going to be able to take people on that journey right from the first track all the way through to the very end.
I think for special records, they do have, you know, people are still attached to them in that way. They still got the appetite to want to listen to the whole thing through. But you're right. I don't even consume records in that way, even though I grew up listening to albums, because I think the streaming has changed the way we consume it so much. But I think it's also about commemorating the idea of the way music has to live in time, in a way other art forms don't necessarily, if you know what I mean. They command a space of each song is like 3.5 minutes or whatever, but it's that feeling of giving it that full attention.
And I think it's going to be an absolutely incredible show. Now, let's just talk about the remastering of this, because we're going to play one of the tracks after the interview. But you've had the whole album remastered by Phil Kinraid Air Mastering. And you've also put a new spin on Everybody's Gone to War as well. So tell us about that process and what you've done to add another element to that track.
Well, actually, that is, it's come out as a new one because it's never been released before, but that is actually the oldest version of Everybody's Gone to War. That was the demo I made in my bedroom the day after I wrote it. So that's all the way back from March 2003. And it's really scratchy. Well, not actually, it's not that scratchy. Sonically, I was quite careful with my recording and my engineering, but it's very simple. And because I didn't have anybody else there to work with, I'm having to play all the instruments on it, but it's the very, very first recording of Everybody's Gone to War. And what I thought was interesting when I was going through all the archives for this remastering and the vinyl issue was how the song was still there, even though it's almost like a little black and white thumbnail sketch of what the final record would be. everything you need to know about the song is there, all the lyrics, all the melody, all the form. And it was really fascinating for me all those years later to go, oh, this is where it all started. So we thought what we'd done is, as well as the vinyl, we've done a special box set where you get all the songs that were demoed for the record, songs that were written that never made it, alternative versions that didn't make it. So if you're a big fan of this album, you get the whole universe of the album to listen to. The remastering was also really interesting because what you can do with vinyl that you can't do with other formats is you can do something called half speed mastering, which is higher quality. You get, without getting too technical, by slowing it down and taking longer to master the album onto the vinyl, you get even more information, you know what I mean? It's like a super high res scan of the album, as it were. So that it's top, this vinyl, rather than just knocking it out like a lot of companies are doing at the moment because everyone's trying to capitalize on the bandwagon, this is really the best it could ever sound. So if you put it on your stereo and you put your headphones on, it should hopefully sound like magic.
It sounds like the remastering process for you has been a real journey of rediscovering your original material and reimagining it as well. That for you must be a really exciting process to go through.
Yeah, I think as a kid that grew up buying vinyl, because I grew up in the 80s and I remember saving my pocket money, and it was a really physical thing. You know, I liked coming back from Woolworths on a Saturday afternoon and bringing my plastic bag home, and you had something that you held in your hands, and I would spend hours looking through the artwork on things. And I remember when Fires first came out, feeling it was a bit of a shame that I'd put all this beautiful artwork together with a lot of my own original paintings, and they were reduced to like a, because back then it was the download era when Fires came out and everything was on Apple Music, and your visuals were reduced to like a 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter square. And I can remember just thinking, this is such a tragedy, because this whole album for me is about the art as well as the music. And so this process, I've been absolutely champing at the bit to get stuck in with it, because it's sonically, it's the best it's ever sounded. And the artwork, I've just spent so much time working with the designer Dara, and we've put together something really beautiful. And I'm so, it's like bringing the album out into the world all over again. It feels really special to me.
Sounds incredibly exciting. And we should also mention as well that on April the 20th, you're releasing a special 10-inch vinyl edition of Love Will Tear Us Apart as well, aren't you?
Yeah, so it's an exclusive vinyl for Record Store Day, and what it is it's all the B-sides back from back in the Fires era, but on vinyl. But normal Love Will Tear Us Apart, that cover I've been doing it for years. I used to do it in my shows, and cut a long story short, it got used all these years later on the TV show Normal People as quite a big sink at the end of one of the episodes, and the song ended up going viral right in the middle of the pandemic. I was stuck at home like everybody else, but my song was like getting everywhere and on telly all the time, and it was really bizarre. I was doing all these interviews but hadn't actually seen a real human for weeks on end apart from my family. It was a very strange time.
Narina, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. We wish you all the very best, and if anybody wants to follow you on the socials, I presume, do you have them all?
Yeah, I'm on everything. I'm really rubbish on TikTok, so maybe don't bother with my TikTok account. It's useless. But everything else, Insta, Twitter, X, whatever it's called now, Facebook, yeah.
Narina, it's been a pleasure. Lovely to have you on the show, and we shall play Everybody's Gone to War for you now.
For this, I knew him well when he was 17.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2023.